Back in 1982, a new wave pop band called Missing Persons hit it big on the new cable channel MTV. But it was another Missing Persons single from 1982 that took on a life of its own, became a meme before people used that word all the time. It was called Walking in L.A., which, the song says, nobody does. If you do walk in L.A., that could get annoying after a while, especially if you make a living thinking and writing about urban planning and walkable cities, like Alyssa Walker.
6 years ago, I decided to give up my car. This would not be a feat worth mentioning, except for the fact that I live in a place where most of the world believes that not driving is physically impossible.
Other people are actually, get this, they're actually walking in Los Angeles. That's pretty rare here because a lot of my friends, at least, get in their cars to go two blocks to buy some coffee. So a pretty car-dependent town.
Here's the problem. A song that was written 30 years ago keeps getting stuck in people's heads. It was 1982, and Missing Persons painted a really bleak picture of sidewalks populated with losers and shopping cart pushers, where people are only walking because they ran out of gas. The way I see it, people use Nobody Walks in L.A. as shorthand for life in Los Angeles, a handy pre-packaged reaction for someone to spit back at me when I tell them I arrived on foot. Walking in L.A., only a nobody walks in L.A. Los Angeles is actually not the worst city for walking. According to the website WalkScore, which ranks cities by their walkability, it's 13th in the country, just behind Portland, Oregon, Portlandia. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, in 2011, 4% of Angelenos walked to work. Another study used by city planners reported that 17% of all trips in Los Angeles County are done on foot. I decided to track down the guy who started this mess. Terry Bozzio was the drummer for Missing Persons, and he wrote the song Walking in L.A. The band broke up in 1986, but he's still making music.
Hi! How are you?
I met him in his recording studio.
Just as I expected you to be in this in this gigantic drum.
It's in an office park in the middle of a strawberry field in Oxnard, about an hour outside of L.A. It was a little too far to walk. I had to drive a car. I asked Terry where he got the idea for the song.
In the 70s, you know, Johnny Carson was the big TV show, and all the New York comedians would come to his show here in L.A., and they would always talk about that topic. So it was just, you know, every week you'd hear somebody saying, you know, nobody walks out here, you know, David Brenner.
I'll tell you what I miss the most in Los Angeles. The thing I miss the most is walking, because I've been here 2 days, and the longest walk I've had is from that curtain to this spot. No one walks out here. It's against the law. You get arrested if you're caught walking in Los Angeles. Like, what's that man doing moving his legs like this? What are you, a pervert? Get him in a wagon. Everyone drives here. You can't go anywhere. They take their car wherever they're going. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Yeah, here, take my car. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so maybe it's not Missing Persons' fault after all. Terry's the first to admit that the band didn't have an agenda. The song wasn't this calculated attack on walkers.
For us, it was kind of just a tongue-in-cheek observation, you know, meant to be a comedy payoff from, you know, the build-up. I mean, certainly not a deep song.
Then why won't this song go away?
One of the most stubborn stereotypes about L.A. is that the people who move here have less of a desire to walk than people in other cities, and I've always thought that was ridiculous.
That's Christopher Hawthorne. He's the architecture critic for the Los Angeles Times.
I think what's different is that the city doesn't lend itself to walking. It often makes it difficult for people who walk.
Los Angeles once had the best public transit system in the world, with a massive network of trolleys. But in the last 50 years, LA began prioritizing cars over walkers. Streets were designed for speed, sometimes without sidewalks.
As the 20th century wore on, we kind of redesigned our boulevards almost to make them like miniature freeways. We made them friendlier and friendlier to cars.
So if you could update the phrase "nobody walks in LA" to be appropriate for 2012, what would you update it to?
Everybody wants to walk in LA, secretly or not. Some people don't like to admit it. And I think the question is how much the city is going to respond or even respect that desire in the future.
So if the phrase "nobody walks in LA" is out of date, then it's time for a new slogan, one that shows the city the change we want, one that expresses we're kind of fed up.
The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the 210.
And then I heard this song. The singer, Eddie Solis, vents his rage against the numerical codes of the L.A. freeways. The 210, the 605.
The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice.
Eddie's a singer and songwriter from East L.A. I met him downtown on a subway platform.
The message is, you know, get out of your car, it can be done.
Eddie's song is raw, angry. This could be a new kind of anthem, the pop song to get us off of our freeways and onto our feet. But a funny thing happened as I was reporting this story. Over the last few months, the city finally started to listen to its walkers. Last month, the city of Los Angeles hired its first ever pedestrian coordinator.
I'm Margo Ocañez, and I am the pedestrian coordinator for the city of Los Angeles.
In fact, they hired two. I called one of them, Margo Ocañez.
When engineers look at the public right-of-way, traditionally they have used striping, signaling, and signage simply for the purposes of moving cars efficiently. We are now bolstering what I would call their policy or design handbook with a series of stripings and crosswalks and signaling that are actually put in place to ensure the movement of pedestrians. And we will be launching a program that will allow communities to submit applications to have either a plaza, a parklet, or a bike corral put into place in the right-of-way within their areas.
This is the answer I was looking for. The city is finally reclaiming its streets for pedestrians. So maybe as part of the city's campaign, we take back the missing person song. It's the perfect critique to this whole stereotype of not walking. I proposed this to Terry Bozzio, the songwriter. He gave the idea his blessing.
That would be great. Why don't people walk in LA? Why is that? You know, how come?
And as the writer of the lyric, "Nobody Walks in LA," you do think that people should walk in LA?
Yeah, only in a safe, well-lit area. And with a gas mask.
For Studio 360, I'm Alyssa Walker.
You can check out the slideshow Alyssa put together from some of her favorite walks around L.A. at studio360.org. And while you're there, the songwriter in that story, Eddie Solis, took it upon himself to write a car-free punk anthem just for us, which you can hear at studio360.org.